Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Let's Talk Real Talk with Tough Cookie. I'm your host. Wow, I have not been on the air this year in 2016. Decided to finally come back and do my first show. And I have a heavy, heavy topic tonight. Why people lie? Why people lie? And for the last 5 or 10 minutes of the show, I'm going to be discussing the reason why I have not been on the air in 2016. Hint, hint, it's my new book, I Wish I Could, Younger and Older Women Trailblazers in Black American History. Thanks for joining me, y'all. Thanks for joining me, America. To anyone who would like to call in, go ahead and call in at 323-870-4623. I'm going to do something a little different tonight. I'm going to randomly call certain people and ask them the question, why people lie? Well, I'm going to take it from the top, from the biblical perspective first. And in the great book, the Bible says, the Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in people who are trustworthy. Proverbs 12:22. Detest means to have a strong dislike for something. In the Bible, we read, let their lying lips be silenced, for with pride and contempt they speak arrogantly against the righteous. Now, that's from the Bible. Now, I'm going to take it a little further and go into what the world say about lying. Now, this comes out of a book called Understanding Lying. Why people lie? This is Let's Talk Real Talk with Tough Cookie. Remember, call in at 323-870-4623 if you want to answer that question. I'm also in the chat room. Now, this is what the book says, Understanding Lying. Some people, sad to say, lie almost all the time. Psychologists call these people compulsive or psychopathic liars. They tell lies even when they don't have to. Do anybody know somebody like that? Are you sitting next to them? Are you lying next to them? Are you eating with them tonight? Are you watching TV with them? Lo and behold, are you in church with them tonight? Why people lie? Why people lie? Another way of putting it is, sad to say, from the I category, it's all about psychology. It's common for people to only say the parts of the truth that they feel are acceptable or that they think people want to hear, leaving the full truth hidden away. They may lie by omission or tell little white lies that paint a very different picture of reality. You know anybody like that? You know anybody like that? I do. Why people lie? Let's talk real talk with Tough Cookie. Now, in my humble opinion, some people lie because they don't want to hurt people's feelings. Some people lie because it comes off of their mouth more easier than telling the truth. But like the Bible says, thou should not lie. God detests a liar. And in saying that, listening audience, think about what I just said. Let me go back to that real quick, to the Bible. The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in people who are trustworthy. So it should be very easy to not lie, shouldn't it? Well, someone may say, tough cookie. Yeah, it should be very easy. But you have to be a child of God in order for that to take into effect, right? You have to be a child of God. You have to love God and, you know, profess his son, Jesus Christ, or whatever religion you follow, the Ten Commandments from the Bible or the Quran, or, you know, if you're a Jehovah's Witness, if you're a Seventh-day Adventist, if you're a Catholic, you know, we all claim to have morals and values. But people still tell little white lies, and we're not supposed to. And I'm one of those people. I'm going to keep it real. This is Let's Talk Real Talk with Tough Cookie. I'm back on the air. Haven't been on the air for a while. And tonight's topic is why people lie. Why people lie. For me, once again, I am a firm believer that it's better to tell the truth than to lie. Because when you're lying, you have to keep that lie going. You have to keep that lie going. So it's better to tell the truth. Another verse in the Bible, it says in Proverbs 12:22, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. Proverbs 13:5, a righteous man hates lying, but a wicked man is lonesome and comes to shame. Proverbs 14:5, a faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that, America? I heard that, America. Lying lips. Why people lie. Wow. I'm going to make a random call to someone, and hopefully they'll answer out there. I'm asking the question. Why people lie? Tough Cookie is back on the air in less than 30 seconds.
Hello.
Penny.
Who is this?
This is Tough Cookie. Hey, I got a question for you. I'm live on the air, and I want to ask you a simple question.
Who is this?
This is Tough Cookie live on the air. I want to ask you a question. Why people lie?
Who in the hell is Tough Cookie?
Why people lie? Just answer the question. Why do people lie?
Who is this?
This is Tough Cookie. I'm live on the air.
Okay, well, I don't know a Tough Cookie.
Yes, you know Tough Cookie. This is your cousin, Tough Cookie, calling from Sacramento. I'm live on the air. I'm asking you the question. Why people lie?
Why do people lie?
Why people lie?
I guess they don't know how to tell the truth.
Is that your honest answer?
Well, you live on the air. You don't want me to tell you what I want to tell you.
No, this is Let's Talk Real Talk with Tough Cookie. Hey, I want to know the truth.
Girl, you crazy.
So is that the best answer? You going to stick with that answer or nothing? You ain't going to say anything else? Come on, you can go ahead and share it with me. It's just me and you. Penny, you there? Okay, she gave her answer. They don't. Why people lie? We want to know that answer still. I'm going to make another call, and hopefully I get another answer talking about why people lie. Back on the air. Another caller wasn't there. I'm going to try another call.
Hello?
Val, hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is, I'm live on the air. I'm doing my show tonight, and I'm making random calls to people. Tonight's subject is why people lie. You live on the air, Val, with Tough Cookie. I'm going to ask you the question, Val. Why people lie?
They get caught up in their self, and they use a lie for a scapegoat.
Love that answer. I love that answer. Now let me ask you another question, because I actually came out of two different, I came from the Bible, and I also got the definition from the world. You being a child of God, what does your Bible say about lying?
That you're going to be cast in a pit of fire.
Woo! Say that again.
You're going to be cast in a pit of fire.
Woo-hoo.
That's hell.
For everybody who don't know what that is, you just heard it from Val, live on the air with Let's Talk Real Talk with Tough Cookie. Tonight's subject, why people lie. Thank you, Val.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
On the air, why people lie. I'm going to come back in a few minutes. I'm going to go to a break. Y'all remember Donna Summer? Here she is. I'm back. Let's talk real talk with Tough Cookie. That was Donna Summer. I love you. Tonight's topic, why people lie. I'm doing it a little differently tonight. Haven't been on the air in quite some time. I'm calling people randomly and asking them the question, why people lie. I'm going to get someone else back on the phone. But before I do, this is another biblical perspective on why people lie. Because it's one of the easiest sins to commit. You ever thought about that? People lie because it's one of the easiest sins to commit. One little sentence leaves the lips and all is well again. We all fall prey to it on occasion, and it sometimes creates more Child's more chaos than we would have imagined. Other times you can get away with a little white lie here on earth, not before the throne. Lying is nothing new. We all know that. Lying is nothing new. Let's talk real talk with Tough Cookie. I'm live on the air. Why people lie. I'm going to make another call. I'll be back in 1 second. Why people lie. Let's see if I can get a male perspective on the phone for him to talk about why people lie. Let's see if he's going to answer and what he's going to have to say about it.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Charlie.
Hey, what's going on in your world?
Hey, I am live on the air doing my radio show, and I am making random calls. Tonight's topic is why people lie. I want you to answer that question for me on Let's Talk Real Talk, Mr. Charlie.
Why do people lie? Well, that's a good question. People lie because they hide things.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're hiding something. They don't want the truth to be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
So
now,
they lie about it.
Wow. Now, you know, when I got you on the air, I got to ask you, I got to go a little deeper than that. You've been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Why do men lie to women, and why do women lie to men?
Well, it's a thing called not being truthful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they were true to one another, they wouldn't have to lie.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So they get the liking and love messed up. You know, so if I was in love with a woman, I wouldn't have no reason to lie to her. Thing called being truthful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you trust one another. So why, if you trust one another, there's no reason to lie.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to hide anything.
So do you have to be in love in order to not lie to someone?
No, you don't.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Some people practice lying every day. If
yeah,
they don't lie every day, they would probably die.
That's definitely happens every day. They wake up lying, don't they?
They sure do.
And they don't understand that in the end they're going to have to pay the cost for that.
Well, the thing about it is when they tell one lie, they got to tell another lie.
They got to keep it
so,
going.
It's an ongoing thing.
They got to keep it going.
Keep it going. And if you don't tell a lie one day, you might die the next.
So,
and I know people that tell lies every day. They practice it lying. They're professionals.
Wow. Ooh, I'm glad I called you, Mr. Charlie. Let's talk real talk with Tough Cookie. Live on the air. Why people lie. You said a lot. I'm going to end with this, and I want you to answer this question. Have you ever told a white lie?
You know, a lie doesn't have a color.
Yes. But
a lie doesn't have a color. A lie is a lie.
The question was, have you ever told a lie?
Yes, I've told a lie. Who hasn't told a lie?
Okay.
I mean, when you get a certain age, that's when you find out what a lie is.
Mm.
But when you're a baby coming up, babies don't lie because they don't know.
You live and learn.
You live and you learn.
And you get older and you get wiser and you want to.
You get wiser. That's right.
Great answer.
And if you want to get through life this day and age, you have to practice what you preach.
Say that one more time on Let's Talk Real Talk.
You have to practice what you preach.
Got to practice.
Your word is your bond.
Your word is your bond. Wow. Well, my word is my bond because I wrote your name down. Actually, you were the first name that I wrote down, and I said I'm going to surprise and do some random calls on this question on my first show of 2016. And
yes.
you gave some great, great answers, Mr. Charlie. I thank you. I'm not going to hold you. Thank you very much. You want to say anything live on the air about white people live one more time? Anything else you want to say?
Well, I want to say this. As long as you live and be truthful and honest, you have a pleasant life. But if you don't, if you got to tell a lie, there's something around the corner waiting on you. Because that lie will catch up with you. I never know somebody to tell a lie and remember it. But the truth will set you free. As long as you tell the truth, you can remember the truth. But you ain't going to remember a lie. And I think I've said enough for tonight.
Let's talk real talk with Tough Cookie. Thank you, Mr. Charlie. Yes.
You're welcome. You have a blessed night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Why people lie. That was a fantastic answer from Mr. Charlie. I'm calling random people, asking the question, why people lie. I'm going to go to another call. Just a moment. Why people lie. Let's see if this individual is going to answer the phone. I'd like to get an answer from him.
Hello?
Sean.
Yeah, what's up, Auntie?
Hi. I am live on the air on Let's Talk Real Talk with Tough Cookie. I'm calling people randomly and asking them the question for the nice topic, why people lie.
Okay. Why people lie.
Why people lie.
That's a nice topic.
Why people lie.
People lie. It's easy.
Mm.
It's easy. Instead of facing the reality of telling the truth, or some people may be scared to tell the truth, and they'd rather take the easy route and come with an easy lie,
mm-hmm.
not knowing it's going to be worse.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I think
it's easy.
Wow.
I'm live on the air, Auntie.
You're live on the air. So let me ask you another question.
I'm live on the air.
That's a great question.
Yes.
I mean, that's a great answer. So another one
okay.
is, you being a man and in
uh-huh.
your 30s, and you
uh-huh.
saying, you know, you've been out in the world, you know, been in the industry, singing at one time, rap and what have you, and
right.
do a lot of rappers lie in their lyrics? White people
oh, yeah.
lie in their lyrics?
A lot of rappers lie in their lyrics because they think that's what people want to hear. I mean, it's a false image. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some rappers who's really from the hood and say what they are, but I say 80% of them is not really living like that. It's
mm-hmm.
something they think that's going to sell. It's like clothes. It's whatever the new fad is, the new trend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially with today's technology, you can put a picture up on Facebook and Instagram, and you might be like the hardest looking person, but in reality, it's not even you.
Wow. Yes. I like it. I like it. I like that answer. Great answer. I'm not gonna hold you, but I want you to say something before you hang up. And you gave some great answers, but I want you to really, really think about this and answer really truthfully.
Okay.
When was the last time you lied?
Last time I lied, wow.
You live on the air with Tough Cookie.
Yeah, I know. When I lied to my girl, when I held some information from her, though, you know, it could have been a simple truth, but I took the easy route out and not told the truth. That was probably maybe like a month and a half ago, 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's repercussions by every lie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can lie for, you know, a couple instants, but it's always going to come back to face. You know, you have to face that lie no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not worth it at all. It's not worth mm-hmm. lying at all.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you so much for answering your phone, number one. I'm getting some great answers tonight. I'm randomly calling people. Thank you very much for your answer. I love you. Talk to you soon.
I love you too. Okay, Auntie. Love you.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm going to keep it going with I'm going to try to call someone who I know, and I hope she answers the phone. I know she's going to keep it real. Like, well, every call thus far has been real, but let me see if she's going to answer her phone. I'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Shaft, theme song from Shaft, Isaac Hayes. to answer the phone.
Hello?
Tamika, hi.
Hi.
Hey, Tamika, I'm on the air live on Let's Talk Real Talk, and tonight's topic is why people lie. I just had to call you and ask you that question. In your opinion, Tamika, why people lie?
Oh, my God, they just going to put me on the radio like that, like why people lie, because they're scared.
Because they're scared. Elaborate.
I mean, there's no other reason to lie other than to protect yourself from embarrassment or possible repercussions. So that's why people lie.
Wow. Okay. I'm glad you answered the phone because I was like, I have to put you in there. I'm so glad you answered the phone. Now, I ain't going to hold you. I know you got a big event coming up in the next couple of days. I want to.
Yes.
Yes. If you want to give a shout out real quick and, you know, and at the end of that, just tell me a little story of you saying a little white lie right after that.
Okay, I can tell you that. That's why I don't tell you why I don't lie. First off, Tamika Festival is April 30th through May 7th. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, April 30th through May 7th, all over the city of Atlanta. The first day is Serving Saturdays, which is a viral event, and we want everybody to do something for somebody else. Show how, you know, the best way to serve God is to serve His children. So do something for somebody else, whether it be give away some clothes or spend some time or help an elder or just share your gift and talent. Sunday, we had Apache. Monday, we got the opening and the press conference at Apex Museum in Old Manila. We got a great comedy and fashion show at Deja Vu on Tuesday. Wednesday, it's Coffee and Conversations at Urban Grind and more. In with a think tank, and then we have Coochie Chronicles at Port of Sanford, an amazing spoken word stage play. Then on Thursday, we got Queendom Come celebrating the lovely ladies. Friday, Nigard's Night, More Than a Conqueror, building up our brothers. And Saturday, we're kicking it in my hood. Come to the block party, eat some oxtails and ribs and stuff. And so that's Tamika Festival, celebrating every aspect of who we are, loving ourselves unapologetically, and loving everyone else. You can't love nobody else if you don't love yourself. So that's what it's about. And a time in my life, when I was 10 years old, my mom has worked in housekeeping and cleaning up hotels and hospitals. And so we never made a lot of money, but I was always in, like, the top group. And there was always so many activities that I couldn't afford. But my mama did her best to make sure I was in every production. I was always fresh. But she didn't have money for me to go to Mexico or go to California or go to Disney World like some of the other kids. And so when they went to Mexico for Christmas, I told everybody I went to Paris. And I came back talking about some weed and no and talking about we in Paris, we eat cookie. Not that, that's a biscuit. We call it cookie a biscuit and all this kind of I was just fraudulent. And my teacher bust me out in front of everybody. Give me the quit line. Who you was with in Paris? My auntie. My mom ain't got no sisters. You hear me? I'm like my auntie. But that taught me not to lie ever again. I hated that embarrassment, and I just would never do it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, yeah.
Tamika, thank you very much.
Yes.
Hey, have a fantastic celebration for your Tamika Festival. God bless. Thank you so much. I'll be talking to you.
Oh, can I tell everybody, please go to GeorgiaMeetThePoet.com, Tamika Festival 2016 on Eventbrite. Please support and do whatever you can. And spread the word, and I love y'all.
Good night. Love you, sis.
Good night. Peace.